Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The following is a special free preview of the Extra Extra Funny podcast. Subscribe now to TJ Riggins Prime Plus to get every episode of Extra Extra Funny. Enjoy.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
All right. Here we go. It's time for the One Star Script Club Reviews. Riggins, go.
That's right. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from the internet, from real strip clubs in America. We will start in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, home of the cheesesteak and the Liberty Bell and Cinderella, the band. at Sin City Cabaret, Mike left a one-star review. Stay away from Alexis. She is trouble in a very bad way. She is rude and asking for money and free rides all the time. One star. Free
rides? Like home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you take me to my boyfriend's house after I get off my shift?
Sure.
Hey, which way are you going? Can I get a ride?
She needs transportation. Let her live.
Hey, come on.
Uber's is expensive.
It's true. Especially at that hour. Spearmint Rhino in Dallas, Texas. Alex left a one-star review. The girls that were working there just stood around or walked in circles. I saw very little dancing and zero pole climbing, twirling, or literally anything. We thought one girl got stuck in slow motion, and one girl looked to be about 38 years old.
I'm offended.
Ooh, gross.
And the last girl had a tail. It was very sad, and it had a boring environment. One star.
Wait, you can't just leave it at had a tail. He needs to explain a little more than that.
Like a cat tail, like a Halloween tail, like.
That's what I pictured, like where you see like those Comic-Con conventions where people are dressed like, animals, maybe like just the tail part. I'm not really sure. But
not the condition of having an elongated spine.
Oh.
No, like the actually having a tail.
It's like a little nub hanging out of her underwear.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's a thing.
Yeah.
For people to have an elongated spine that looks like a tailbone.
Okay.
Yeah, thinking.
No, I think Kesha had it.
Oh, no.
I think.
Yeah. To give you something else to Google that's Google gross that, today, yeah. Lindsay.
My phone is going to be like, what the hell?
Then we'll go to Pensacola, Florida at a place called Club Eden. Jason left a one-star review. This club had a great idea about going smoke-free. However, the inside of the club, the smell is so bad that even cigarette smoke couldn't cover it. It smells like a toilet inside of another toilet. Which is really sad for the dancers. I'm sure it's not easy to sell lap dances in a club that smells like actual turds. Not sexy at all. One star.
But I wonder how long he stayed.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. Then we'll go to Redlands, California, at a place called Library Gentlemen's Club. Alex left a one-star review. I wish I could give it zero stars. All of the strippers are ugly and have the nerve to have bad attitudes. The female bartenders there are very rude. And, well, this isn't a friendly place to go if you want to spend money and have a good time. Also, the strippers are allowed to drink, and they get sloppy drunk. And then guess what? They like to fight. It's just a bad look, and I will never go there again. It's very ghetto and unprofessional. One star.
You can't let the strippers drink.
Yeah.
Even though most of them get rewarded for getting people to buy them drinks.
But absolutely. Then they absolutely. It's part of them. And then they fight. Then we'll go to Hadley, Massachusetts at a place called Anthony's. Michael left a one-star review. What a hellhole. The girls are disgusting. Don't believe their website. You won't find those girls here. Upon walking in, it smelled like a rotten asshole. One star. Ew.
So vulgar.
Well, I mean, how much of an idiot do you have to be to think that the women that they have on their website are actually the ones that are working there? Yeah. In where, Massachusetts?
What Hadley, town in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Oh, right. My gosh.
Come on, man. Then we'll go out to the West Coast, Portland, Oregon, at a place called the Golden Dragon Exotic Club. Alan left a one-star review. Came here to chill with some friends, and while it was close to closing, around 4 a.m., I had the dancer Kitty come up to me and tell me to leave or else she'll have me kicked out. And if I didn't, she would hit me. Well, that's because me and her used to talk, and I didn't even know she worked there. I wouldn't recommend getting a dance from her or waste your money here. One star.
She threatened to hit him.
Yeah.
No. I will hit blood.
You. Yeah, like, you know why we used to talk? No, people don't just hit other people.
Exactly.
We used to talk. And that was his, like, a humble brag.
Sure.
Yeah, I could have had her.
Me and Kitty used to be an item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till I ran out of money, and then she acted like she didn't like me no more.
Then we'll go to Charlotte, North Carolina, at a place called the Gold Club. I have been here, I believe. Mike left a one-star review. To have a piece of shit as the first thing that you encounter when entering a business is bad for that business. I was in town to grab a drink with a buddy of mine, and the door girl had an attitude for no reason. Absolute ripoff, especially since I was... Oh, wait, hold on. She had an attitude for no reason. I guess because she's not happy in her own life. Well, that's not my problem. It was an absolute turnoff, especially since I was visiting from out of town. Upon entering, the rest of the place wasn't bad, and drinks were cool, but I probably won't return again.
Huh.
So.
Who lets the person at the door... Like the woman working, taking your money at the door, ruin the thing for you.
A lot of these people do say, like, the door guy, the door girl. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can understand if it's a bouncer that's hassling you or something, trying to maybe rough you up or get you to pay him extra to get in the club or whatever, like pass him a tip. But if it's just the girl that says, hey, it's a $10 cover, you know, whatever. Yeah. How is she? She could be a complete and total bitch. How's that going to affect your whole time there? Where is that place? The Gold.
I was just going to ask.
I think this is the one on. Isn't this the one on Tavola?
That's the men's. Yeah,
the men's club.
Let's look up.
Yeah, men's club.
I don't know.
The only two that I really know are the men's club and the Uptown Cabaret.
Oh. Mm.
Those have been there the longest, I think. Is it even still called the Uptown Cabaret?
I don't know because they moved it not too long ago. I think they were going to knock it down and rebuild. I think so. I thought so.
This is kind of close to Tivola and also a little bit where we used to work in that old.
I've seen it. I know where that is. It's in that little area, Riggins, close to that Mexican restaurant that we used to go to down by the old radio station on Billy Graham. Yeah.
I know exactly where that is. Across the street from that place? Or no? Mm-hmm. Yeah, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, and there's some kind of a hotel there too, like a low end hotel.
Yeah,
and then it's on the same side of the road with the Captain D's.
Yes, yeah, kind of set back a little bit.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Always seemed like a nice place to me.
Classy,
gorgeous.
Yeah,
I've heard
especially when we were having to yell at Lindsay not to stop there on our way to work for gas. Don't stop. Do not stop there to get gas on
your way. What's the big deal? But now I'm like, oh God, 25 year old bopping. What are you guys doing here so early?
4 o'clock in the morning. That's
are y'all wearing clubbing clothes? Oh,
yeah, early risers. I see.
Then we'll wrap up in Franklin, Wisconsin, at a place called On the Border. So I'm assuming this is near Canada somewhere. Jack left a one-star review. I agreed to pay cash for a private dance. The dancer gave me a couple of sips of my drink, and then I was in La La Land. The next thing I knew, the bouncer was shaking me, telling me to wake up and leave. The girl was gone. My phone was gone and all my money, you guessed it, gone. And there were over $900. There was over $900 in credit card charges. Just be careful who you trust in those dark back rooms. I did find my phone in the parking lot next door the next day. I had a lot of fun there in the past, but I won't be going back. One star.
Yeah, not be careful who you trust in those dark back rooms. How about don't trust anybody in the dark back room?
It's a dark back room.
I love how he says the dancer gave me a sip of my drink. Like, okay.
Yeah. Next thing I know, I was in La La Land. Okay.
They rolled him. That's what they used to call it. He got rolled.
Yeah. Certainly sounds like that's what he's implying. So, yeah, not a good time at on the border in Franklin, Wisconsin. But anyway, those are the one-star strip club reviews.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.